fila. Bitch, I'm a G-la. 100,000 in a week, la. Bust down to the D. Hop in the coupe and roll up the leak, la. Bitch, I'm the troop, bitch, I got the group, bitch, I got the leaks, la. Don't say he that boy, but he ain't tapped in, la. Put my young dog on, I get mine off the back, yeah. Build up on my neck, la. I just got a check, la. Through your section with them Westies when we step, ay. They know what we rap, I know they heard about that shit. Bitch, I'm set right private, just like a bird around this bitch. If it's something, then it's something, I ain't worried about that shit. Shots fired. Beast, pop, I look like nerds,
man,
this bitch.
Lord, pray for me. We just a product of our environment. Real, nigga. Hey. Before I bought for real, I just try to make it out. Rest in peace, Deli Bo, man. Y'all know what it is. Shout out to the whole East Oakland, man. Shout out to the Deep Neeks, man. Shout out to the 90s, man. Shout out Young Julia. Hey. Hey.
Bust down,
nigga.
Hey.
Man, you're tapped in. Back in.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. What's going on, man? That's Young Junior. We're back in with the song of the week. That's Young Junior, man. Tap in with him. Dope nigga from East Oakland, dope artist. He from East Oakland. I love that song, man. Shout out Deli Bo, man. We lost a young nigga in our hood named Deli Bo last October. Yeah, it was a tragedy in our hood. He just keeping him alive by with that song. So that's a song of the week by Young Junior. I want to give him some big ups, man. That's some dope shit, brother. Keep doing what you do, my nigga. Yes, yes, yes. Again, welcome to Fair Game 5506. I am your host, G-Zell. You feel me? We here again to talk real business. We talking real fair game. We talking growth. We talking education. We talking stop being scared. We ain't gonna be no slavery. We talking freedom. You feel me? Freedom mindset. Feel me? Welcome to Fair Game 5506. I'm pleased to have everybody that's tuning in. Thank you for tuning in once again. I'm excited. Like, I'm always excited to do Fair Game, do the podcast. It's like one of my favorite things to do besides recording songs. Like, I love to do the podcast because I love to get a lot of shit off my chest. Before I get into the show today, I want to just send prayers in regards to the people in Florida, to the building that collapsed. The last time I checked up on the story, I think it was 4 fatalities, but they got 149 or 159 people that haven't been located or found, or maybe they escaped the building and got away from that motherfucker, whatever the case. Excuse me. Whatever the case may be, we praying for the families that's lost. We praying for the people of Florida, the people that's suffered from that incident, and we just hope God protect everybody he can. So with that, man, let's get into it today, man. Before I start, I want y'all to know, we got the Fair Game products right here. We got the Fair Game masses. You feel me? You can purchase. You can order them online at my Instagram at big_g96, or you can order them at the Fair Game Instagram at fairgame5506 on IG. Here go the masses. A few colors. We got the black ones. We got pink. We got the pink ones for you ladies or whoever want pink. We ain't judging. You know what I'm talking about? We got the dark grays. We got the light grays. We got the red ones. We got the shirts. We got the Fair Game shirts. You feel me? You can't really see them, so we package it up. Just, hey, man, we just working, man. We working, man. We trying to get it going, man. So, support, man. If you want to get a Fair Game shirt or a mask, support, man. Then it's going to elevate. It's going to go from the shirts to the masses to shorts, outfits, women wear, all kind of good stuff. So, if you ain't got your shirt yet, make sure you tap in to get you one, all right? Let's go. The first topic I want to discuss because I used to do home repair. I used to build homes and shit with my dad and with my stepdad. And one thing I learned was the house is only as good as the foundation. So the first topic I want to talk about is overlooking the foundation when you're building. Right, so when you build a house, are you building a building? Just like that building that went down, 9 times out of 10, it went down because the foundation wasn't secure, right? So when you're trying to build anything in life, if you're trying to build a business, a company, a record label, a barbershop, make sure that the foundation of that business can uphold anything that come. Because you might have a tornado, you might have a weather, you might have a storm, and if that building is not strong enough, and I'm speaking metaphorically, so stay with me, if that building is not strong enough, it's going to fall. And that's what I want to talk about. Building a foundation. Initially start with the inside and you work your way to the outside. But a lot of times in these days, we worry about how we look in the outside so much that we don't focus on the inside. Same thing when we building a foundation. We trying to build a record label. We trying to build anything. We so quick to try to look good for it. We so good. We so quick to, oh man, I got to look good. It got to look this. It got to do that. But what about the inside? What about the foundation? What about the foundation of the core of your business? Is it strong? Do you got the right people around you? Do you have the right resources? That's all foundation. Because if I'm building, right? If I'm, let's just say, I'm building a house, metaphorically speaking, right? I'm building a house and I put the cheapest wood in the inside because I'm worried about the outside of it. I'm worried about the driveway, the grass, the plasma TV that's going to be inside my house, my dishware, going to cost me $16,000 and all that expensive ass shit we like to wear, right? I'm doing all that, but I'm putting the cheapest wood and I'm putting the cheap and less effort inside building and holding the house up. Eventually, yeah, the house going to look good initially. When people come see it and they come view it, when you first launch it, oh man, it look good. It looks so shiny and the paint is so good, but the inside is suffering. Stay with me. The inside is suffering. The inside is caving in. Every day you sleep at that motherfucker, it's caving in slowly for surely. It's caving in because you didn't give it what it needed. You didn't give it the foundation it needed. So what happens is it crumbles. All that stuff crumbles that's inside of it. A plasma TV you spent $2,600 on. Everything that was inside of it, it crumbles. Because at the end of the day, the foundation is everything. The foundation has to be strong. We have to learn how to build our foundation. We gotta build a foundation to where it can uphold any storm, any weather, anything that comes its way. If our foundation is not strong, it's gonna crack. How strong is your foundation? You trying to build a record label? You trying to become an artist? You trying to do independency? But is the people around you on the same thing you on? Do they believe the way you believe? Huh? Do they believe? Because at the end of the day, if your foundation ain't strong, the company ain't strong. The people around you ain't strong. If the people around you ain't as strong as you, they're a liability. You compromised, right? We gotta understand that. We gotta build, if you like me, I got the fair game, I got all this stuff, and I'm pushing it, and I'm trying to push it, and I am pushing, I ain't gonna say trying. But I understand that my foundation has to get stronger. It have to, because at the end of the day, if the foundation ain't strong, it's gonna crumble, okay? So make sure whatever you're trying to do, you put just as much effort into your foundation as you put good into the looks. And what I'm gonna say is, you got all these rappers, we got all our young people, my young niggas out there rapping. You spending $16,000 on your chain. You spending two or three G's on your outfit, but you want to spend $200 on your video. Oh, nothing happened to my connection. I got silence. I want you to think about that. I see young niggas all the time, and I always say that your jewelry realer than you. In some cases, not all young niggas, but some cases, people jewelry be realer than they is. Because we'll spend $15,000. Like I said, we'll spend $15,000. We'll go buy the baddest car. But we want to spend $200 on our videos. And then we'll go to the show. We ain't got no DJ. Nigga, you could have just did hella shit with that money. Build your foundation, man. Stop worrying about you looking shiny and shit. And build a foundation, because it will come. If you build a foundation right, the foundation will hold tight and hold up to where, the point to where, it can't help but to stand tall through all your obstacles you're going to go through. Yeah, you're going through some obstacles. I never seen nobody that tried to get ahead in life never went through no obstacles. We going to go through obstacles. You're going to go through them. And if you're not prepared for them, so? Because how can you prepare for something that you don't know is coming? But you can build that foundation to where it can stand tall through the weather and the storm. So, don't invest so much. Don't get me wrong. Yes, invest into your look, because that is important. But don't have a balance. If you're going to put, say, look, man, I got $17,000 on a chain. You know what? I'm going to spend $8,000 on my chain, get some cool, and I'm going to put $8,000 toward my career, towards my management, towards my DJ, towards my videos and my marketing. Then I'm going to take, instead of me going to buy this Benz right now, I ain't ready for a Benz. Yeah, I can get it. I got the money to get it. But do I have the money to maintain it and to make sure I can keep it? Because, yeah, we see a lot of niggas that got Benzes, but as soon as that motherfucker break, they gonna sell it. You know why? Because they can't maintain it. They get a break, they get a brake problem, nigga, on them brand new Benzes and all them brand new Audis and all that shit. Them brake problems be a G. You go to the brake store and be like, how much it gonna cost me? Oh, this for this? $1,000. You be like, damn, $1,000 for brakes? Yeah, because they got disc brakes and they got all kind of shit. Disc brakes all the way around. You feel me? So, look, it's not about me hating on niggas that's trying to come up, because I'm all about us black men coming up, right? But at the end of the day, how are we gonna come up? Are we coming up the right way, or are we trying to shortcut everything we do? Don't shortcut everything. Ain't nothing wrong with taking little shortcuts. Believe me, I do it all the time. But you got to take something serious and build that foundation, man. That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to tell a nigga don't look raw, because I'm all about the look. I'm all about drip. Don't trust me. I'm all about it. But at the end of the day, it's my foundation. Good as my drip. That's the end of it. That's all it is. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. If your foundation, if your foundation is strong and you can drip, kudos to you. Right? If your foundation is strong and you can drip, that's even better. You is the man and you deserve everything that's coming your way. But if you faking and you frauding and you buying all them chains, but you trying to spend $200 on your videos, you don't have a DJ when you go to your shows, that don't look right. You at the show with hella diamonds on, but you ain't got no DJ. It's like, damn, bro, if this nigga just take it serious, he'll really go, he'll really elevate. You have to become a boss. You have to take them risks. You have to take them calculated risks. I always talk about calculated risks because it's so important, especially in the time and the era we're in with the social media shit. And it's easier for, let's just keep it real. It's easier to establish anything these days than it was back in the early 2000s. I ain't gonna even say back in the day. I'm just saying the early 2000s, 2003, 2004. Motherfucker can start a business and start an Instagram and immediately get hella audience and hella people on it. And one of his partners, they already got hella following, shout it out. And he wake up the next day, he got 500 followers already. It wasn't that simple in 2002, in 2005 and 6 and 7. You feel me? 2010 either. You feel me? So let's just make sure we build that foundation so we can weather the storms, okay? Because like I said, I'm all about the drip, all right? So let's just make sure our foundation is as strong as our drip, all right? And that's basically what I wanted to talk about to start the show, like build that foundation, because I understand that. I'm Bob the Builder right now. I'm still trying to build my shit. I'm laying my shit as I go, like for real. Like I'm literally laying one 2x4 at a time. And sometimes that's what we got to do. We lay one 2x4, lay the concrete around it, put some motherfucking screws in it to make sure it's steady and keep it inside the I don't know how to say it because I'm not a motherfucking carpenter like that. But you keep it inside that hole and build that concrete around that motherfucker. And you keep them little wires on it to keep it level until it's steady enough for you to build the next one to build on, to connect it to, right? So make sure your foundation is strong, man. That's everything, man. Anything you're doing, anything. Is your circle too big? Now, look, I'm all about friends. I'm all about partners. I'm all about spreading the love. But what I ain't about is motherfuckers in my business. And sometimes you get people in your business when your circle is too big. And what I mean by circle too big, like I always say this, you only get 3 brothers, man. And I know people ain't gonna understand this talk, but you have to go through some shit to understand where I'm coming from. You only get 3 brothers. That's it, and that's all. There's not a such thing as having 15 brothers. I be watching some cats and they be, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother. They quick to throw that word around. I mean, don't get me wrong, I approach people like that when I see another black man. That's just my natural talk. But what I'm saying is, because I'll be at a store and I'll be like, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, brother. That's just natural talk. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about really acting like you got hella brothers and you letting, like, my uncle always taught me, ain't no way over 3 niggas should know where you live. That's not your brothers. There's no way 15 niggas should be around your girl every day. Y'all just talking. You over here with these niggas, it's 7 niggas. They plotting, they scheming, they stamming. Because I always look at it like this. The more people you have around you, the more error you put, the more room you've put for error. So if I got 10 niggas around me, I'm giving more opportunity for a nigga to snake me. It's going to be one nigga that's watching me when I do my money. One nigga watching my bitch, her ass, and shit. You know how niggas is. And you got one nigga watching how I'm moving and where I'm doing. That's too much. And then I got to keep eyes on everybody. That's too much for me. Me personally, I don't like all that. Is there such thing as too much brothers? Hell the fuck yes. I know niggas out here right now call every nigga they mess with their brother. And they mean it though. They just don't be like, that's my brother. They really let all the niggas in their house. They really let all the niggas in their car. They really let all the niggas, hey, go pick up what you call it. They'll send their bitch to go pick him up. Go pick him up. Go pick up him. You don't know what these niggas on. Look, man, there is a such thing as too many brothers, man. Ain't that many brothers in the world. Now, if your mama got 15 brothers, then you got 15 brothers. If your mama, not 15 brothers. If your mama got 15 kids and they brothers, your mama got 16, 17 kids, then, which I entirely doubt because mama's parents, women don't have that many kids these days, after the 1940s and shit. So women don't have 11 kids where they used to back, like what my granny had. You feel me? So, look, man, just accept who your brothers is. Just accept who they is. Accept who they are. Accept who your brothers is and run with it. Accept it. Stop trying to make everybody your brothers, man. And just have a brother that you got and thank God for them. And build a relationship with them. Build a loyalty with them. As simple as that. You don't need 1 million brothers to be successful. You need, look, I'd rather have 3 solid brothers and be successful or be on the way to success than to try to rush my success with all them other brothers. Right? Because it's just too much. Like, just have your real brothers, man. Stick to the brothers that you got and thank God for them, man. And be loyal to them and learn and just build off that. Build off that. Yes, you can have partners. Ain't nothing wrong in the world with having partners. Nothing wrong with that, man. That's all I want to say. There's nothing wrong in the world with having partners. Ain't nothing wrong with having partners, but limit the assets to your life. That's what I would do. If I'm going to have hella partners, I'm going to limit their assets to my life. A lot of my partners can't come to my house. I'll meet them at the club. Hey, bro, we stepping out, G's. We on one. We fucking with it tonight. We turning up. All right, I'll meet you at the club. When I leave the club, I leave the club. All right, then, bro. I was having fun with y'all. Now, if we want to go eat somewhere, chicken and waffles, we go eat at Chicken and Waffles. If we want to hit the after hours, we go hit the after hours. But after that, I'm coming home by myself. all my friends don't have to know what I, because I don't know what I might do. Because let's just keep it real. You might have to beat one of their bodies, a nigga that they brung along ass. And he can direct them right to your house. Now that nigga stay over there, right around that corner by that school. Right? So we got to make sure that we don't have too many brothers, man. Too many brothers can be real, real bad for you, bro. If you listening to me, brothers, listen. Too many brothers can really be bad for your health. Take it as a grain of salt. Explore the ones you have and just be loyal to them. Too many brothers is too much. You can have partners. You can have many partners you want. You can have 50 partners, 100 partners if that's something you want. But limit the access to your life. And then that don't mean you don't like them. That don't mean you don't love them. That just mean you protecting your house. You protecting your family. You protecting your well-being. You protecting your business or whatever you're doing. Because let's just keep it real. If you got 15 brothers, 12 of them niggas is going back. 12 of them niggas is not going to be around when you go to jail. The three niggas that love you going to stay there. The 12 niggas going to get up out of there. Out of them 12 niggas, four of them going to try to fuck your bitch while you're in jail. And the other one's going to try to hit your house. If you got a stash house or something where your shit at. I know about all this, man. I speak from experience. They hitting your house as soon as you go to jail. Nigga hitting your house. He taking your money. He taking your plasma TV because you're in jail. He was around you the whole time waiting for you to fail. He was waiting for you to slip up so he can get something out of this. He see you with your bitch. He see you with your, you got you a boss. They can't wait till you fuck up. Then, because one thing about a thief pick the right time to get you. They don't steal when they know you're going to notice it. They gonna steal when they either you can't notice it or they can put the blame on other people. Like it's 15 people, if it's four of us in your house, a thief ain't gonna steal from you. He gonna wait till it's 17 of us. Because what he gonna do? I didn't steal it, bro. It was 40 niggas in the house with us that night. He got it. The whole time he got your bag of weed in his pocket. Cause he know how to steal from you. He know when to hit you. He know how to do it. He know what time to go. He know what time not to go. He's a thief. That's what thieves do. Okay? So too many brothers is not good for you, man. And now for this segment, I want to get into the questions people been hitting me up. And I appreciate everybody that been hitting me up with questions and topics and conversation to talk about me. I really, really appreciate it. And like I said, if you want to leave a topic or a question or you need advice, you can always tap into the Fair Game 5506 page on Instagram. That's Fair Game 5506, FAIRGAME 5506 on IG. You can tap in with me and leave it in the Fair Game DM, and I'll get in. And if it's a decent question, it's a decent topic, if it's some real shit, I will address it. I guarantee you I will. So I'm gonna get off with one of the first ones. Somebody say, do females still want the alpha male? It seems like more and more females shy away from the alpha male. That's a good one. I had to accept this one. And shout out to the person that, like I said earlier on last episode, I would not broadcast your Instagram or your name if I'm not permitted to. Okay, so, but anyway, let me get back to the question. Do females still want the alpha male? It seems like more and more females shy away from alpha male as we get to this new stage in 21st century. My opinion on that is, I agree, because females always, I mean, when I was coming up, that's who the female, especially black women, that's the only one the black men, women to go for, was the alpha male. But now these days, I feel like they do shy away from alpha males because it's more easier to run and control a weaker dude. In my opinion, and I ain't speaking on for everybody, I'm speaking in my opinion. I do feel like females like weaker dudes these days because women, I think women is, a lot of times women be in competition with their significant other. Not always, not every woman, but I feel like a lot of times women do be in competition with their significant other, and they like to pick a dude that's weak, so if they break up, she can up him, she could be over him. A lot of times women, I feel like females always think about the breakup before they think about excelling in a relationship. So that, and a lot of times with an alpha male, let me tell you something, this real game. A female, I don't give a fuck how strong a boss bitch she is, she cannot be the alpha male. Because the alpha male demands what he demands. And a lot of times, they not going to fuck with a man that's alpha male because they can't beat him. They can't be the alpha male. They have to submit to an alpha male. Because if you don't submit to an alpha male, the alpha male will, he'll distance himself from you compared to a different guy or sort of a, and I don't want to say, how can I say this in the proper way? A more lenient guy, a more conservative guy that really need a woman in that aspect, he would be more submissive to her. Like a guy that can't sign his own application and go and apply for his own job. He don't need your car. Like, I'm the type of man, if I ain't got a car, I'll go to my job, I'll catch a bus to work until I can stack up and get me a car. A lot of dudes, they submit to a woman because he need her car while she go to work, or he need her car to go to work. An alpha male be like, bitch, I don't need that. Bitch, I'm going to go to work on my own and watch, bitch, give me 4, 5, 6 paychecks. I'm about to give me a little mobby myself. Women don't like that no more. A lot of females do not like that. They want you to submit to her. He wants you to say, baby, I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to do it again. I'm sorry. You're right. You always right, baby. You're right. You always right. I'm just dumb. I'm stupid. Women want that these days. Back in the day, my mama used to say, I don't want no soft ass nigga. These days, girls want soft dudes. They want the light-skinned dude with the fully beard, straight teeth, and looking all handsome and shit. He can take his shirt off on Instagram, have a little six-pack, but he's soft. And her friends think he hella fine. A lot of times, girls love when their friends think their man is hella fine. Not knowing, as soon as your stupid ass leave that fine-ass nigga with that ugly bitch, she gonna fuck his brains off. Suck his dick way better than you. She gonna gag on this shit, deep throat. Tears gonna come out of her eye because you're trying to take that nigga from you. So you can want that. You can want your girlfriend to say your nigga hella fine. Who won't? She gonna be telling that nigga the same thing when he digging that shit from the back. So what I can say, yeah, females do like weaker dudes. They don't like the alpha male these days. A lot of times, it's a lot of dudes I know that alpha male that's single, handsome and everything, but he can't find a woman that can compete with him or that can match his energy because a lot of times he running into women that want the softer, more conservative dude. So I do feel like in the 21st century, our women is running away from alpha males. They is. Women is running away from the alpha male. And that's part of the hip hop. That's what hip hop wanted to do. Hip hop was designed it like that. Hip hop designed it to where it get more feminine. They want to make our man more feminine. That's why they making us wear tight jeans and tight clothes. And you feel me? And females, more female artists, rapper artists. And I like that part because I like female rappers. But it's more than it usually be. You feel me? And that's not necessarily said it got something to do with alpha male, but it do have something to do with the music that they pump out. All the music they put on radio now is about tricking. It's about a man buying a bitch a Birkin bag just to eat her coochie. Bruh, please. You want to, you know, suck my pussy? Buy me a Birkin bag. I ain't buying a bitch a Birkin. I ain't even getting you a Walmart bag, bitch. And then no way I'm getting you a Birkin bag. And Walmart bag, $1.99. You feel me? You can go get a Walmart bag with a little Walmart logo on the side for $1.99 if you can go shopping there. I ain't even giving a bitch that. So ain't no motherfucking way I'm buying a bitch a $30,000 purse because she let me fuck. But she getting exactly what I'm getting. You nut, I nut. Let's go to sleep and handle this shit in the morning. I ain't paying for sex. And for the dudes out there that's really giving these bitches money for sex, man, y'all fucking up the world for us. Because back in the day, it was shit like P.I.M.P. on the radio. It was shit like, bitch, you feel me? I ain't giving a bitch shit. You feel me? All that type of shit was getting played on the radio. Now, this soft ass, I mean, don't get me wrong, treat your woman right. Like Boosie said, if you got a good woman, treat her right. But the minute that bitch start playing with you, dog that hoe. And that's real, you feel me? So women is shying away from the alpha male. I'm an alpha male myself. I got a girl, but at the end of the day, I know if me and her wouldn't work, or me and her was a breakup, or whatever the case may be, right, it would be hard for me to find another woman. And because of my looks, because I'm a handsome big nigga. I'm 6'4", baby. You feel me? When I walk in the room, a lot of people stare at me because I'm an alpha male. But a lot of times, I understand that I'm not going to attract the most Beautiful's Girl with my alpha male dominant senses or dominant characteristics. You feel me? So I just wanted to put that out there. Yes, female is shying away from alpha males, man. It's sad, man. So I appreciate that person who sent me that. I got one more. I have a situation. My baby mama won't let me see my kids. I got two kids by her. She said I can't see them because I'm behind on my child support payments, and I'm not gonna front. I am behind, big dog. I haven't paid because it's been ugly. I still want to be in my kids' life. Help me out, big dog. What should I do? Now listen, man. Before I get out of here, I wanted to address this because a lot of times females, man, look. A man should not have to pay to see his kid. Now, granted this. If he ain't helping, I understand. But if he ain't helping, you can't really hold him to that because, especially at these times right now, because it's all kind of shit going on. Look, man, a man should not have to pay to see his kids, man. Now, if you is a deadbeat daddy, then that's different. Because a lot of times dudes be, man, she won't let me see my kids because you're a deadbeat daddy. And you probably only want to see her kids because you see she moved on and she got a new man. So you're trying to come around all of a sudden when she got a new man. Now, if that's something you're doing, you deserve exactly what you're getting. But if you taking care of your kids, right? If you've been taking care of your kids and you stumbled a little bit and you've been high on your back payments because maybe you got laid off on your job or this COVID shit, you ain't having to find a job yet, or EDD or something, whatever happened with your income, that's understandable. But one thing y'all hate about what females do, man, do not hold a man kids hostage because he can't pay you. Because you let him fuck for free. Right? He didn't pay you to fuck. You let him fuck for free. You knew what kind of man you was getting into when you laid down over your last form. Bear with him, man. Help him. Support him out. He's a black man. You got to understand. He going against poverty. He going against police brutality. He got to watch out for his friends. He got to watch out for the neighborhood. Okay? It's systematic racism. And let's just keep it real. Racism and all the other shit, it do affect women. But let's just keep it 100. It don't affect women the way it affect a black man. Let's just keep it 100. Yeah, women is getting killed like Breonna Taylor. Shout out Breonna Taylor and rest in peace. But let's just keep it real. If you look at the number of dead bodies the police kill, it's far more men than it is women. And it's not to say that the women is less than men. But what I am saying, a man have to watch his back way more. Way, way more than a woman had to. So if he want to see his kids, man, just let him see his kids because at the end of the day, you keeping your kids, you not doing your kids no favor by keeping them away from their daddy. Kids need their daddy just as much as they need their mama. So should a man have to pay to see his kids? A man should take care of his kids. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Even if you're with the mama or if you're not with the mama. But he shouldn't have to pay to see them. If he haven't paid his child support payment, what, in 2 or 3 weeks? Okay, that's cool. You have a conversation with him, right? And you tell him, like, look, I'm going to let you see your kid because they're your kids. But can you help me out? And then if he keep playing them games, then that's when you take it to that level. Okay? So if a man, look, man, that would be fucked up. What if it was vice versa? Right? What if you wanted to see your kids and he held you back because you didn't pay your child support? You'll feel some type of way too. So, big dog, what I would tell you to do is, man, look, don't do nothing stupid. All right? Hold your head up. Right? Hold your head up. Try your best just to be cool, man, and just explain to your baby mama that, look, man, I want to see my kids. And if she keep playing with you, take her ass to court. Take her to court. Yeah, you behind on your payments, but you still got a right to see your kids. Because if you go to child, I've been on child support before. They never tell you, oh, if you don't pay your payments, she don't have to let you see the kids. They never tell you that. You feel me? So I understand that you're going through some shit, But try to hold your ground, because at the end of the day, I don't want to give you that wrong game and tell you, man, snap on her and go take them from you. And then you end up in jail. She called the police and they end up putting you in jail. So the best advice I'll tell you, bro, is try to find you a little hustle. Try to find you a little hustle. Try to find you a little way to even a playing field, right? Or try to, what can I say? Try to like ease your way until, try to like ease your way into that situation as calm as possible, as humble as possible. Because one thing you can do is get to calling them bitches and hoes and shit, and bitch you a slut and all that shit. It's gonna make the situation worse. That's what I would do. I would just be cool, man, and just play my part, man, and just because eventually she gonna get tired of little motherfuckers and want you to come get her. You can come get her. I want a break, and that's when you take advantage of that, and you always explain to your kids with the situation so they won't think you neglecting them. Because a lot of time women will tell them, your family, your daddy don't love you. He with them other bitches, but they laying up with a man in the bed while they telling them that he with them other bitches. He don't love you. So you gotta understand that your kids is very, very, they're very detrimental at that point. They very suppressed by her keep, you know, he don't love you, he don't give a fuck about you, he don't give a fuck about you and all that good shit. So you gotta understand that you going against her word. The fact that you've been absent, so they're going to believe kind of like what she's saying because you haven't been around. So you got to understand that and just approach that situation as humble as you can and just pray on it, brother. I ain't going to lie to you. Just pray on it, brother. Because back in the days, the OGs would tell you, fuck them hoes and fuck them kids and do you. But they ain't what it is, bro. Really not what it is, man. As a man, we got to go through shit different from women. And we got to take shit with a grain of salt. That's part of being a man. A man has to figure his way around shit. Compared to women, it's different. We have to figure our way around shit, all right? So figure a way around it. It's a way around everything, brother. Just figure your way around that, bro. I promise you, if you figure your way around it and be humble about it, you'll see your kid, bro. You'll see your kid, bro. Just be patient, be humble, and appreciate it, bro. Appreciate that situation in a weird way. I know it sounds weird, but just appreciate it. You can grow from it, all right? That's real talk, so. Before I leave, thank y'all for tuning in, whoever tuned in. Like I said, I'm trying to keep the episodes under 40 minutes unless I got a guest. The only time I go over 40 minutes unless I have a guest on the show. I got some guests coming too, so bear with me. I got some few artists, a few business owners, a few designers coming. So be prepared for that and all that good stuff. By the way, don't forget to go get y'all Fair Game shirts. You feel me? Get your Fair Game shirts. I got 3Xs, 2Xs, larges, mediums, smalls, all that good stuff. I got the Fair Game masses. I got everything. I got the red ones. I got the black ones. I got the gray ones. I got pink. We got all kind of stuff. Don't forget to order your shirts. Do not forget to order your shirts and your masks. You can order them on Fair. You can order them on Instagram. You can holler at me on my DM. That's big_G's96. That's big_GEEEZ96. That's Instagram. Or you can holler at me on the Fair Game page at Fair Game 5506. Okay, so don't forget, order your shirts now. They going now. They going quick. I appreciate everybody for listening in. Remember, have a safe. Be safe. Love the kids, and keep going, man. If you got a dream, you got goals, keep going, man. Keep pushing. Do not quit on your goals. Only people that fail is people that quit. What's game if it ain't fair? It's lies. It's betrayal. What's game if it's fair? It's love. It's understanding. It's fair game. Put that.